Across Pennsylvania Tuesday, voters will choose judges and justices in a total of 370 races at all levels of the state court system. 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring has this report to help voters get oriented.
Judicial races are challenging for a lot of voters, says Maureen Lally Green, a former judge and dean of Duquesne Law School.
Very few voters are ever involved in the criminal process. They're not involved in the civil process. They've just never been to court.
There are two types of judicial elections, partisan and retention. In retention elections, voters simply decide whether a sitting judge or justice should be allowed to stay on the bench for another 10-year term. These judges don't have any opponents. In competitive races for new judges, voters often have little basis for deciding who would make the better choice, says Maida Malone with Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts.
I think more often than not, they either choose based on party affiliation or on recognition of someone's name or the first, four people who are on the ballot.
There are ways to learn more about judicial candidates. Malone's organization posts a broad array of resources on its website, and the state and local bar associations rate candidates based on their qualifications. Another thing to consider is what the individual courts actually do. Generally speaking, there are five different types of courts in Pennsylvania. Three of them, the Supreme Court, Commonwealth Court, and Superior Court, are statewide courts. The Supreme Court is at the top. Malone calls it the court of last resort.
That is where appeals go after they have gone through the intermediate appellate court.
Which brings us to the other two statewide courts, the Commonwealth Court and the Superior Court. They both hear appeals, but the Commonwealth Court is unique to Pennsylvania. Hal Coffey with the Allegheny County Bar Association explains.
The Commonwealth Court was created because there were all of these cases that dealt with state agencies, and actions against the Commonwealth.
The Superior Court handles all other kinds of appeals. Lally Green, who served on this court for 11 years, calls it the People's Appellate Court.
This is the court that hears all the appeals dealing with the personal side of life.
That includes criminal cases as well as civil matters, ranging from personal injury, contract, and custody disputes to technical constitutional questions. These cases come from a court of common pleas, the fourth type of court in Pennsylvania. Common pleas courts are regional courts that serve one or two counties. They're where trials take place, and judges are assigned to specialized divisions. Something to consider when voting, Coffey says.
One of the things I'm looking for is if it's a new judge, I'd like them to have some sort of understanding of family or criminal, because they'll most likely start off in those divisions.
Finally, at the bottom of Pennsylvania's judicial hierarchy are the magisterial district courts. These courts handle traffic citations, neighbor disputes, and preliminary criminal proceedings, among other matters. They're where most people go when they have a court date, says Coffey.
Most voters don't appear before a judge at the Court of Common Pleas or the intermediate courts or the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. However, I think more people definitely have interaction with the minor courts, which is the magisterial district judges.
No matter how they interact with the courts, on Tuesday, voters get to play a key role in shaping the state's judiciary. I'm Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.